Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second, the third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting third, the right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth, the DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chip Hale. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Deshaies. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Steve Sachs. Batting second, the second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth, the DH, Bo Jackson. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tim Belcher. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rabule hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Winfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sachs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Mack. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cora goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Burks reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burks moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deshaies fires to first and has Jackson trapped. There's the throw to Mears, who tags Jackson for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Deshaies fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burks scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hale hits a line drive towards short. Grebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. Sachs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field. Sachs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Harper reaches second base with a double. Winfield goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Rabule. The throw from Karkovice to Cora and they have Rabule trapped. The throw over to Thomas, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 0-for-2 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Winfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Winfield scores. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Mike Hartley now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Grebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Karkoviche moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines pinch hits for Steve Sachs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Hartley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing left field. Jose De Leon now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burks is hit by the pitch. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rabiule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rabiule strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grybek is 0-for-3 in the game. Grybek hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.